Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 282. My name is Christopher Kiel, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hey, how's it going?
And Jeff is a pussy. I mean, he's sick. So joining us,
he wants to play Injustice,
but he doesn't want to podcast with us. So Jason basically said, "Bad boy, you don't get any Injustice later." And in Jeff's place, joining us is Mr. Glenn Burgess.
Hey, what's going on?
Not a whole lot.
It's been a little while.
And today we are doing something a little bit different. We're testing out a new way of doing the show. Because I don't have anything,
we're making it shorter and more uninteresting.
Yes,
that's right.
we thought the show had too much content, so we're going to go ahead and cut it all out.
We had way too much content on past episodes. So on this one, we're going to do distractions, and we're doing new releases, and that's it. I will repeat the question of the week from last week, and we will cover it next week. Right now, we're doing testing, and I don't have any of my stuff in front of me because I am on a different PC, and I don't have anything set up on this one. So that is the deal. I apologize. But before we get into any of that, let's see what's going on. Glenn.
Yeah, man.
Welcome back, dude.
Hey, thanks.
How's it going?
It has been a little while. Since the last time I've been here, I've had one car die, and I bought a new one, which is almost the same as the old one, except it's a wagon instead of the sedan. So that's the
those are cool, thing. Actually. I like wagons.
I've always liked a hatchback wagon, like as long as it's not like the big-ass old Chevy.
As long as it's not like a station wagon, yeah. You know?
If it doesn't have wood trim going down the side, you're pretty much safe, I think. And and the plus side bonus.
Exterior wood trim, it doesn't get any better than that.
I'm hoping that I can put one of those school student signs over the top and make a little extra cash hauling some kids to school every day. As long as the school is on the way to work during the times that I would usually go to work, then I'm totally
Glenn is
okay
gonna
with
drive
it.
The short Short bus.
The shortest of short buses. I wish that were true, but it seems like every other citizen of Pennsylvania
drives a short bus.
Would appear to be driving their own short bus.
Okay, I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
Yeah, so. I don't know if they have that in Georgia, but do you have like citizen school bus drivers?
No.
I've never heard of that.
They have a lot of school buses up here that are just like people's vehicles, like people with station wagons or minivans or whatever, and they've got little signs, placards on the side of the thing that says school students. And I don't know what the point is or like what the gimmick is.
Well, it's raking cash. That's
yeah, I think that's just they make money off of it. But they have to have it permanently installed. Like it's not a sticker. So like they like drive up to get like a gallon of milk and it says school students on the side of their car.
So it's not like, you know, like a pizza delivery driver. They just kind of pop something on the top of their hood.
Right.
These guys have to invest.
You got
to
commit.
They're committed.
Huh. You got to decide that what I want to do with my life is be a short bus driver.
Well, I mean, he could always have a second car that is just the short bus for him. So
why?
I don't know.
Get so many young chicks. What?
Oh, that's bad.
A different sign. That's the free candy one.
Ice cream.
They're interchangeable. Yeah, if somebody came up with a car that had the school student sign on one side, free candy on the other side, and it was playing "Do Your Ears Hang Low" over a PA system, keep an eye on that guy. That one. I feel like he's probably going to be problems.
You might be a pedophile.
Yeah. It's the Jeff Foxworthy of pedophile jokes.
That's right.
Awful.
Quite.
God. What else has happened since then? Have I told you guys I moved to Scranton?
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah, I live in the Electric City now. They had a big, because, you know, The Office is, like, based here, the show. They just closed out their last season. So they had, like, a big parade, and all the people from the show, like, showed up and came out, and they were at the PNC Stadium and had a big send-off party. It was pretty great, actually.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was kind of neat. Cool. But I don't know. Other than that, I haven't had a whole lot that's probably terribly interesting to other people going on in my life. So probably pass it off to Jason. What's going on, man?
All right.
Not a mucho. The things are really good at work. I think we finally wrapped up our studio list, and that is a lot of money that I'm responsible for. but I'm really excited to finally get it ordered and just dive into this stuff. I cannot wait. So. Other than that, work's busy as well. We're getting, E3 stuff underway, setting up all the streams and, interviews and, Yeah, very exciting. But I mean, that's been it. That's all I have. Is work. work.
That's but all Jason has.
Yeah, no complaints though.
All right, cool.
Chris?
I don't have a whole lot going on. I mentioned some of the housework we have going on, with the siding replacement. That's done. Our new tub is not yet installed, so that's supposed to happen this weekend. And then hopefully after that, it will be all finished. But, besides that, it's been...
That and the new laptop you're planning on picking up.
Work and play. No. hey, I know that at Google I.O. this week, everybody who showed up got a brand new Pixel.
Yeah, the Chromebook Pixel.
Yeah, the $1,300 Pixel.
What's one Pixel going to do?
But... Yeah. What's that Pixel for? But I have to admit, it's a sexy little laptop, but it's way too expensive for them to be selling like
that. The best thing in the world if they gave everybody a literal Pixel. Like,
here you go.
Here's a Pixel. It's just a piece of glitter.
Exercise.
Yeah. Right. If you put all these together, you get a
in the right
picture.
Order, it's a Pixel.
That's right. And, that, so and that'll tell you what you actually get. But
what are the specs?
This is like a big thumbs up.
Yeah, right. But no, it'd be a plus one because it'd be Google. So
oh, there you go.
It's like
right.
it's like a motivational poster or something.
So what are the specs on the Chromebook Pixel? Like $1,300 is MacBook money. So
about? They tout it as like the best screen on a laptop ever.
Well, that's great. But
yeah, it's like
other things that go to a laptop than how pretty the screen is.
I can look it up for you if you really want me to, not 100% sure what it
just
is.
Just curious if you had it on hand or
no,
not.
No, I don't right now. But I will look it up just for the fuck of it, because that is what we're going to do, because this is going to be a really short show, and we have time to do that kind of show.
How does porn look on that Chromebook?
It looks pretty damn good.
What's the frame rate of the porno on the Chromebook?
What's the frame rate? 60 frames.
Okay, so it's a core.
Very fluid motion.
It's a core i5.
Very, very fluid motion.
All right, it's a core i5, which isn't bad, but isn't great. Not what I'd expect for $1,300.
It's a dual core i5 that runs at 1.8, 4 gigs of RAM. So yeah, this is not anything amazing.
Intel HD integrated graphics, the 4000 series.
A 32 gig solid state drive. So it's like a flash card, basically.
It's got a flash card. It doesn't even have a USB 3.0 slot. It's all 2.0.
Yeah, it's two 2.0 slots. A 2-in-1 card reader, big deal.
It's got a touch screen, though. It is a multi-touch screen.
Yeah, it is a touch screen.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, that's really cool.
That is kind of neat.
But not for $1,300. I am sorry.
No, I'm not seeing $1,300 with a laptop here. That's really amazing that you have a 12.85-inch screen that displays a 2560 by 1700. But I would never set it that high. I can't read a 13-inch screen at that resolution.
And nothing is going
If I can't read it, I will almost guarantee you that not many other people would set it to that to read it. And if they did, they'd increase their font size.
But you do get 1 terabyte of Google Drive space and
yes!
12 free sessions on GoGo in-flight internet.
12 free sessions?
Yeah, I think 12
you
sessions of GoGo...
You just made your money back there.
That's probably true.
Isn't 12 free sessions of GoGo in-flight, isn't that about $1,300?
It's $15 a mile.
It's $15 a pop, actually.
It's really expensive.
It is. It's like $15 per flight. So
that is kind of ridiculous.
So it's $180 you got back right there.
Yeah, that's still doesn't make it worth it.
Off.
Yeah, it is a sexy piece of hardware, though. I will say that
it looks
Chromebooks
nice.
Are pretty cool. Yeah,
yeah.
For
looking at porn,
it would never be my primary laptop. It would be something I'd pull out if I didn't need a laptop, but I needed something a little beefier than a tablet. I'd pull out a Chromebook.
Right.
And I can't justify that kind of expense.
The demographic, though. I mean, I want to say like 90% of people just use it for Facebook and playing Angry Birds.
And this is the type of thing. This is the type of thing I would get my mom, because my mom wants to get a laptop and she wants something cheap, and it just makes sense to do something like this. The problem is that she's been using Windows all of her life, and she is about as tech savvy as Travis. So, it would probably take a little bit of a learning curve to get her onto one of these things.
It's slight. But slight. What is it? It's Ubuntu with Chrome wrapped over top of it, right?
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know.
The original Chromebooks might be like a custom Linux
interface.
If you took the original Chromebooks and pulled the battery out, there was a dev switch, like a literal physical switch that you flipped over, and when you turned it back on, it would just boot to Ubuntu.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
So I figured from that information, though, that it was basically just an Ubuntu, and instead of GNOME, they put Chrome on top of it. But
that makes sense.
I'm pulling that straight out of my ass. It's just an assumption, but it seemed like it made sense at the time.
Yeah, the Samsung one seems like a much better deal at $250.
$250 is perfect for what you're getting for that. Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me.
But of course the Samsung one is also like basically a big tablet, you know, as far as like what kind of power it's got.
Does it have a touchscreen?
I don't think so. Pretty sure it's just a regular. I don't even know what type of display it is, but it's LCD. I'm not sure what type of LCD display it is, but yeah.
Right.
Nope. But enough of that shit.
Yeah.
Let's talk some games. Glenn, why don't you go first, man? You're visiting.
It is going to be a quick run, man. I've been... Work stuff has been swamped, so I've been actually taking a lot of my work home with me, so I haven't found a whole lot of time to play games. But when I did find the time, I played a lot of Halo 4 online, the multiplayer.
How's the multiplayer in that? Pretty good?
Well,
I heard it was all right.
It is. Like, the last time I was on here and talked about it, I think I was down on it a bit. And the reason being, I was pissed off that they kind of went the way of COD with the whole, oh, you can earn points, and then you can have a loadout that already has these weapons in it, and blah, 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 you know.
Oh, my God, I love points.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, you're on a kill streak. Why don't you have a bonus? You're playing so good, you obviously need help to be better. Here, have a bonus.
God, I love bonuses.
Here's your airstrike. Oh, my God.
So I was kind of, you know, pissed off about that, but it's not to such a high degree that Call of Duty is. So if you have never played, if you just went out and bought Halo 4 today and started playing multiplayer online right now, you wouldn't feel so behind, like you could never catch up. And the matchmaking does a good job of putting you with people that are around the same level. But like, there's only about, I don't know, 4 guns that you can really buy, maybe 6, like to do loadouts with. And they're all very similar. So like there's 3 that are like human weapons, and then there's the other 3 that are, let's say there's like 9. So there'd be like 3 human, 3 Covenant, and 3 of the whatchamacallit, Promethean weapons that you could use. And they're all basically the same weapon, but from that other, yeah, it does the same thing. So if you buy any of those and do a loadout with it, it's not super overpowered. They're things that you would expect to pick up towards the beginning of a map in a multiplayer session anyway. So it'd be like a DMR, which is just a single shot sort of rifle that doesn't do, unless you get a headshot, doesn't do a ton of damage. You know, you can't do a loadout that starts with a rocket launcher, which is kind of what my concern was.
Yeah.
So it's good though. Like once you kind of just dig into it and play and get used to the mechanics a bit more, it all makes a lot of sense. And I don't know, I'm a fan. I like the modes. They've still got a lot of the old classic ones in there, and you can play SWAT where you don't have shields or anything, so it's just kind of a raw first person shooter. It's good. I'm a fan. I haven't done any of the cooperative yet.
What I want you to really check out actually is Dust 514. Is that what it's called?
Do you know I played
free
that
play shooter.
I did. I got in the beta of that and I played like 3 or 4 times, and the shooting, the overall shooting mechanic felt so clunky, I just shut it off.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, how long ago was that?
It was a while ago. So, I mean, it was, like I said, it was in beta. So they probably
downloaded it. It might be worth going back and checking it out. But
yeah, same here.
Well, absolutely give it a shot. It's free to play, so there's absolutely no reason not to. Like, I'll absolutely give it another shot. But
And my main reason for downloading it is because when I replaced my PS3, I got that Uncharted 3 bundle, and it came with, like, $20 of Dust 514 money. It's like, I don't know if I'm ever going to use this, but let's see what Dust 544 is all about.
I got that dust money, son.
There you go.
My dust money!
My dust money.
Yeah. I actually downloaded that too and have it installed. And yeah, I was going to play it while we were setting up, but.
Yeah. We got done too quick. Damn it.
Yeah.
It only took us like an hour and a half.
I'll go back to it. I'm going to be a bachelor this weekend, so. The girly girl's going out of town with her girlfriends to go to a wine festival, so I'm gonna be home alone all weekend. Festival. So I got some time to kill. I'll play some Dust. Sure.
Give it a shot.
And the only other game that I've been playing is Ingress, the Google GPS game.
Yeah, I need to download that and try it out.
You got to get invited to the beta before you can do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can download it, but it'll just, you'll load the game and it'll just go, that's so cute. You think you can play the game. Yeah, like, it's kind of pretentious, but it's
They have an entire session at Google I.O. dedicated to Ingress.
Yeah.
It's pretty
It's really cool. Like, I don't know what the Google end game is, if there's something like, some people have posted like some kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say sinister, but like the point of the game was they wanted to get the GPS data of people trying to walk to certain points. So they made this game so that they could log, like, how do you walk from here to there? So they could kind of compare what the GPS is pinging versus what you're actually doing and make a more smooth map system, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I believe that. I think they're just trying their hand at making a pretty cool game.
Maybe.
But the thing that still stands out as being cool to me, like, well, for one, it's really modified my my commute to work every morning.
Oh, do you actually go out of your way to hit Ingress spots?
But you gotta have, because you gotta stock up on shit. Like, you need weapons to take out other portals, and then you need resonators to load up those portals so that they're yours and you can link them. So you don't get that inventory just kind of, the only way to get it is to hack portals. So you have to go past portals, whether they're yours or enemies, and hack the portal on the way to wherever you're going or what have you, and that they give you inventory to use in the game. So I've kind of got a route that I modified to work that's a little bit roundabout and takes me to the highway and takes me past about 8 portals for me to hack every morning, and then on the way home, it takes me past the same 8 on the way back. So I wind up with a big stockpile, and then on the weekends, I can go out and use the inventory. So it's weird, because it's like I'm playing an MMO in real life. Like, it's, go over here and get me 5 horns of the donkey to, you know.
Go collect.
Go do these 12 bullshit missions so you can do the one relevant one you really care about, you know.
Like, over the weekend, that's right. Donkey.
That's good.
Glenn, you have become what you hate.
It's true. But it's a little bit more fun, like, because, I don't know, one time I was walking through the square in downtown Scranton, and I'm walking up to one of the statues, and I stop, and I got my phone out, and I'm just poking at it to do the thing, and I just hear over my shoulder, "You blue or green?" And I turn and look, and there's a guy, and he's got like a little 7-inch tablet out, and I go, "Green," and he just holds his hand out, and he goes, "Good to meet you, brother," because he's on the same side as me, and it turns out that he was higher level. He was like level 6, and I was still level 2 at the time. And he goes, "You need some inventory? I'm not really using this stuff, and you can drop it like on the GPS location." So he just starts walking backwards and dropping inventory, and you just see all of this shit just fall on the map.
That is so cool.
It's really neat. So I don't know.
Can you invite people? Can you invite people to this?
You can, but I only had one invite, and Stephanie really wanted to play, so I already invited her.
Boo.
Yeah, sorry.
Bzz.
Well, because
Bros before
that's
hoes,
what
man.
She
What's
has,
up?
And that's why she got it.
I wanted to. Well, I'm trying to, because the point of this is you need a local kind of following. Like, I started a Google Plus community, so like we can kind of get together and meet up, because you can really do damage. Like, the highest level you can be is level 8. And they scale back the game, so every single portal you can put 8 resonators on, and you have to put 8 total resonators for it to be fully loaded, and you can link it to another portal that's fully loaded. But as you get to the higher level resonators, so level 1, you can put 8 level 1s on one yourself, no problem. Level 2, same thing. As soon as you get to level 3, you can only put 4 of your own level 3 resonators on there. So if you want to make that a level 3 portal, you need to find somebody else to fill in the other 4 level 3 portals. Same with 4. And by the time you get up to level 7 or 8, you can only put 1 on. So you need to find 7 other people that are the same level as you and can get that portal up to level 8.
Hmm.
So it's very much community-based. You cannot play this game on your own efficiently.
I wonder if how many people are playing that in this area.
In Georgia? I think you'd be surprised. And if you go to,
Ingress, he's got a dude in Scranton.
Yeah.
So.
true.
There might be a few
There's probably half a dozen people playing it just in my office.
There's if you go to ingress.com/intel, it brings up a map, and you can type in whatever location, and it'll actually show you all of the portals in that area, and like all the specs on them, how they're currently set up. So you can see like Resistance or Enlightened, who owns the portal, who discovered the portal, how many resonators are on it, what level they are, and how much power they have left. So it'll give you an idea. Like if you just search around, you can see how many portals are there and how much activity is going on. If you were interested, but I don't know.
I can't access it.
It won't let you access it without being part of it.
No, it won't let me access it. Yeah,
that sucks. Well, I'll look it up. I'll look it up and show it to you at some point. Because it's pretty neat to see kind of all the portals. Because it's the coolest thing about this by far.
Those of you out there that are into this, if you have an invite, I would like it.
Yes, give it to Chris. The coolest thing about it still by far is if you go to an area, there's an app for Android and iOS called Field Trip that Google put out. And all it does is if you put it on explore mode and just leave your phone on standby in your pocket, if you walk by something that's interesting, it'll vibrate in your pocket and it'll tell you, hey, over here is this. And one of the things you can put in there are portals for Ingress.
So if you walk by a portal.
So if you're just like in a town you've never been to before, you just turn it on and it says, hey, you're by this portal and it's, you know, it's a mile away. Okay, cool. And then you push on this, it gives you walking directions and it takes you down there. And they're all like sculptures or statues or historic sites or landmarks. So completely aside from the game, it's a really cool kind of sightseeing thing. Like, you know how you go on stereotypically people go on the road trips and you're like, the world's biggest ball of twine, 10 minutes up to the right. So, can we please pull over and take a look? Like, that kind of stupid shit. So, like, you've got a destination in mind, but then this kind of pulls you aside to kind of look at the cool stuff in your community that you maybe never noticed before.
That's cool.
It's interesting. I recommend everybody go in and apply for the beta and try to get in and poke around in the Google Plus Ingress community. And see if anybody's got a spare invite there that they might want to give you.
How do I spell Ingress?
I-N-G-R-E-S-S.
Yeah, it's actually an Ingress word. Ingress. English word.
There is. That's what came up, actually.
Lovely.
I cannot apply for the beta on thefreedictionary.com.
No, that's not going to fly. But Ingress.com might get you there.
I'll find it.
Yeah. Honestly, that's about it. Like that's really taken up my time, and I've been trying to struggle whether or not I'd call Ingress a video game, even because it's kind of not like it's a real life.
It's an MMORLG.
Yeah, IRL.
It's a massively multiplayer online real life game.
It's an IRL MMORPG.
There you go.
Looks kind of cool.
Cool.
It does indeed.
Jason, what about you, man?
Not a mucho, dude. Yeah, super busy with work, but I've been squeezing some time in here and there playing a little game. You guys are going to be surprised. It's called Injustice.
What?
It's a fighting game with like comic
I've never heard of this. I've never heard of this game.
Yeah. I can't. What's it about? Really add too much on this game. We've been talking about it for how many weeks
now? It's about fighting and comic book characters and
that sounds about right. Yeah, that's a pretty
Batman.
Good synopsis. Yeah, that's a, I mean, you know, it's kind of a vertical slice, but you know, whatever. No, I'm still loving the game. I know Jeff is too. I know he's super frustrated with it at times, but no, we're still having a great time. Aside from
how many times has the phrase "fuck this game" been uttered?
You know what? Only in jest, to be honest. Like, it happens because, you know, there's some super cheap shit that happens in that game. So we'll be like, oh, fuck this game. We're just going to walk away. But, we don't. We work past that stuff because we're brothers.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Or something like that. No.
Is there any character who has moves that are bullshit?
Yeah, there's quite a few, but once you actually, you know, figure out how to get past those, you should be fine. There is one character in particular, Cyborg, who's been deemed like, you know, Cyborg tier, like Super S++++.
Cyborg tier. He got his own tier?
Apparently, the testers didn't figure out that if you do like an instant air fireball, you can keep people on fucking lockdown because it adds so much block stun. Like they cannot do anything about it. It's pretty damn broken.
Is it patchable though, you think, or no?
Yeah, totally. I mean, if they, you know, decreased blocks done or added to his recovery after he shot, you know, an air fireball, it would fix it. But right now it's I haven't really encountered too many people online that are utilizing this tactic, but when it does happen, I'm more than happy to rage quit, because you know what? there's still another bug going on right now where if you rage quit, it'll count as a loss to both people.
What?
Oh, nice. Yeah. So if someone fucks you over, they get a loss too.
Yep, that's true. So if you start working somebody and you're just like, I got to work this dude as fast as possible so he didn't have a chance to rage quit. But yeah, people are rage quit against me and I'm like, fuck, that's an L in that column. That sucks. But no, Injustice is overall pretty fucking good. I'm actually excited for this weekend. East Coast Throwdown is going on, and there's going to be a pretty big focus on that game.
Hearing that that Evo's already picked it up.
Yeah, it's an official game, which is kind of fucked up to begin with, because Evo not too long ago had like this charity auction. It's like, you know, donate so much money to, you know, get your game as an official game into Evo. Injustice was on that list, and nobody really voted for it. But there are other games on the list that didn't quite make the cut that made more than Injustice, but they're not going to be included. Do you know what I mean?
Hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know if there's some conspiracy shit or if the Evo directors are just like, you know, this game's getting a lot of hype, a lot of popularity. Maybe we should include it, or if it was like NetherRealm was like, hey guys, we got some bucks. You can have some of these bucks if you want to put the game in your little tournament thing.
Do you like money? Because we have money.
We have some.
And if you would like some,
you could have some of our money.
Do you want some money?
If we could have some of your time.
Aside from that shady shit, yeah, the game's pretty legit. And I've been seeing people, you know, playing this game that have never played fighting games before, or even just people that I haven't seen online in a long ass time. And yeah, they're picking it up too. So I'm not calling it the truth. I'm not saying it's like, you know, revitalizing fighting games, but it's got a wide appeal. It's really solid. I really need to shut the fuck up about it, because it's not like, you know, the end all game, but it's really, really refreshing. And I hate using that word too, but it's nice. Yeah. That
if
everybody's
it fits,
like,
dude.
Yeah.
If it fits,
it's been really nice. So like Jeff even mentioned last night that he's like, I did not expect to like this game at all. I did not like, or, you know, expect to like it as much as I do. So
I'll be honest with you. I've been tempted, but I am now always going back to, it's a fighting game. You won't play it. And that's pretty much what wraps it up.
Yeah. That's fine.
Probably likely.
I understand that. I'm trying to
especially
think
if he doesn't have Abel in it, 'cause he's bullshit.
Hey, well, that's specifically why I was asking if there's any characters that have bullshit moves. Well,
yeah,
because that's who I would pick up just so I could fight you.
There aren't any characters that have bullshit moves yet, because I haven't played the game yet, Chris.
So I
have to play the game so that I can tell you they all have bullshit moves if they,
you know,
beat me.
You should give it a shot. You should really try it out. Yeah, Jeff and I both have it on both systems. So if anyone wants to play, let's play that shit.
1v1
all right.
Fighter, tag team, what?
Yeah, it's
1v1,
one.
Yeah.
I might get into it then. I'm fine with that. I'm okay with trying to get into another 1v1 fighter, but it seems like everything that's come out has been some sort of odd tag team thing that everybody gets. And I don't have the concentration for a tag team fighter at all. I don't. Or the patience, for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
But new games. I mean, lots of stuff on the horizon. Like, this could probably turn into, like, you know, Jason really wants to play this game segment, but is too busy playing Injustice. Or too busy with work.
Jason would like to play a game segment.
How do you shorten that? I don't know. But lots of stuff that's been coming out, and I'm like, oh, I really want to play that. Oh, I'm going to bring that home tonight. And I bring it home, and it's like, you want to play Injustice? Okay.
Okay, I'll play Injustice.
Let's go play Injustice.
Chris, just to let you know, I did a little bit of research, and there are a crap ton of portals throughout the Atlanta area that are under various controls. So, it looks like you're probably
nobody can see that, Chris. But
I know. So we were talking about new setup. We're actually doing a Google Hangout, and we're doing the podcast via Google Hangout. So He just shared his screen with me, and he's showing me the Atlanta area from Ingress.
There's tons. I mean, just
there's a lot.
Ridiculous there's amount of pearls in there.
Cool.
That's what Philly looks like, too.
I did just sign up.
It's like there's art and culture in that town or something. It's weird.
Yeah, you would think.
Jason shakes his head. No.
There's some dumb shit there. Some dumb stuff.
America.
All right. Is it on me now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Right. Wow, well, with your distractions. Come on, Chris.
Yep, nothing really
Give
new.
Give us your gaming prowess.
I played some more Sacred Citadel, and I actually got a chance to play multiplayer with John. And I really didn't see any of the balancing issues that you were mentioning.
As far as multiplayer is concerned?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, one of the reasons I say that is because I started out maybe... I think I started out like 4 or 5 levels ahead of him, and we jumped into like the next mission that was on his list, and it didn't scale anybody to my level.
Right.
I was still doing a lot more damage than he was and that kind of thing. So, I'm really not sure if it might be because it was early game.
I was gonna say,
early game, there's not as much of a difference probably. So, you know, it's really hard to say if it's an accurate way to portray how that works. But, the first thing we did was jump on to at the very end of the game because he hadn't beaten the game yet. And, so we jumped on and beat the game real fast and then, went back to the beginning and played with new characters. But, yeah, that game's fun. It is fun. If you guys find it for like $10, I say get it.
Wonder if that'll happen soon, though. It might.
I don't know. It might. The other game that I've been playing a lot of this week is more Defiance, and a lot of that is because there was a huge patch that happened last week that has a lot of good fixes in it. There's still some oddities here and there, but for the most part, it's much more stable, and you know, it's still a very solid shooter as far as like the mechanics go. So that's good. Mm-hmm. They also released the next set of episode missions, which was really, it was a lot more intriguing than the last set because it's like in one episode, they introduced this character where she was using these, pheromones to get hell bugs to attack people.
Yes, yes.
And,
I've been keeping up with the series, but not the game.
Okay. So you know who I'm talking about.
Yep.
Well, this person ends up getting captured and, she gets shipped off. Well, during the episode where she gets shipped off, and this is kind of sort of a spoiler, but not really, she ends up not getting to her destination, which was prison. Well, she ends up in San Francisco where the game is happening, and you actually pick up missions where these hellbugs are attacking specific people.
Oh, how about that? And interesting.
So you go through several missions with that, and you meet up with that character, and you actually go through an instanced mission where it's just you and two of the NPCs. And after you finish that mission, one of your rewards is actually a grenade that you know, the grenade is actually the pheromones. So you get a special weapon.
So it's like Half-Life 2 is what we're talking about.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, you haven't played
Half-Life 2. I didn't play Half-Life 2, no. So. But,
Very nice.
And see, I'm gonna throw this out because, this is something that, you know, Jason likes to troll about games that he hasn't played, and that's kind of the situation. He hasn't played Defiance, but he still likes to troll it, even though everybody over at Game Informer apparently likes
it. Yeah, I don't really know what you're talking about with that, Adam. Apparently, that's what he likes to do.
So at the end, you get the grenade that actually emits the pheromones, and hellbugs come out and attack the people that you threw the grenade at. So it's kind of a unique weapon that you get for those missions.
Yeah, if they hadn't already done it in Half-Life 2. But yeah, that's...
Whatever.
You know. So that was my only question about that. I was curious how much does it integrate with the series? Because like their big selling point was it's going to integrate with the TV series. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, how much could it possibly do? Because they got to do a script and everything else. So if it integrates, it's got to be one way, right?
Well, again, this is only the second set of episode missions.
Okay,
and they're on, like the fourth or fifth, coming up the fifth episode, I think, for this show. And yeah. I think that mostly was because most of their, like, development time went into patching the game. because it was pretty much unplayable at first on 360. And I'm playing on PS3, so I didn't really have much of a problem.
That's interesting it went that way. That's so atypical.
Well, I would yes and no. I mean, yes, because you think online games are better on 360 traditionally.
Well, games
but in reality,
general.
Online games that are peer-to-peer are what's better on 360. Anything that's
server-based
ends up being better. Well, ends up being comparable on the two. And if there's a server, if there's something happening outside of Microsoft's like server farm, then you know there's always some questions there. So.
Okay, so it's the online part that makes it shitty. It's not the, because, you know, typically when you talk about a game performing better on one system or another, generally it works better on 360 because 360 is more similar to PC and that's what everybody's comfortable developing on. Yeah. It's just kind of, it seems like it's a little bit atypical for a game to perform better on PS3, but you're just talking about the online itself.
Well, yeah, apparently it was pretty unplayable on 360, so... But yeah, apparently all that's fixed now, and I know that the it's funny because I was in the middle of the Game Informer show that Jason was on talking about Injustice, and the end of that show was a couple of the guys actually talking about Defiance and saying how much fun it was.
Oh, they love that game.
Yeah,
we don't trust either of their reviews though. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if you can trust any of the reviews over there, because didn't you guys give Dead Island Riptide like an 8?
Tim really likes zombie games.
Yeah, that's pretty much it though. If you guys are into shooters, if you're in like Defiance is fun. It is just a fun shooter. It is nothing. It's not going to wow you technically or anything like that, but it is fun to play. But I did.
Yeah.
I kind of lied.
Yeah, yeah.
I did pull up a little bit of loot and news.
Oh, what do you got?
I just want to run through a few things real quick.
Give me.
Rumor out there saying that Microsoft is doing away with their point system.
What?
That they're actually going to use dollars and be smart.
Wow.
So God willing, that will actually happen.
That would be awesome.
But, it would be awesome. It's still just a rumor right now, but they're doing currency cards, and I would assume that you could do it similar. I would hope they would do it similarly to the way that Sony does it, because Sony has of the three of them, they have the best system. It's like you pay what you buy, and it has to be at a minimum of $5, and that's really easy to deal with. So, like even Nintendo, who pretty much uses real money, like value, you still have to buy a card or buy it in like chunks. And that kind of shit. And it's just like, I can't do anything with $2 and 2 cents.
Chris, are you supposed to sell Avatar clothes and shit if you don't force people to spend an extra $1.50 that they'll never use anywhere else?
That's right. What are they going to do when you have games that are $9.99 with those extra pennies that keep building up?
I'm going to buy a Master Chief outfit.
That's right.
Clearly.
That's right. Sony announced Gran Turismo 6 is going to hit PlayStation 3 this holiday season. There are also some rumors that it may hit PlayStation 4, which I would assume would happen.
What? No. Really?
But I don't know. In reality, I'm surprised they're even releasing it on PlayStation 3.
Yeah,
I would just think that they would want to use this game to really push
as a
launch title for PS4 and just say, this is what we're doing. I don't know. Maybe they'll get rid of some of those PS2 textured trees that were in the background. Actually upgrade that shit.
If Gran Turismo 6 is anything like Gran Turismo 5, I don't think they're going to use it for a launch title for anything. It's probably going to be three years into the life cycle before it comes out.
Yeah, they'll say it's coming out in November and it'll come out next November or something like
that. With 5 premium cars and everything else looks exactly like it did on GT5.
Pretty much. The best game on the Wii U is on sale for 30 cents. And that is Super Metroid.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
For the
awesome.
Super NES.
So
if you have a Wii U, the best game you're going to get on the Wii U is on sale right now for 30 cents, and it's called Super Metroid.
And
go get it.
One of the best games ever.
It really is. It's a very, very, very good game.
So you're telling me I could get Super Metroid for $299.99
and
plus 30 cents?
That's right.
And it would still
plus
be
30
worth
cents.
It.
Yes.
So good.
We've talked a lot in the past few months about these Android powered video game systems, And one of them that we've talked about was NVIDIA's Project Shield.
Yeah. Yeah.
And pre-orders are now open, and that thing costs $350.
Oh, that's a tough sell. It is pretty fucking cool, I gotta say, but $300, that's the cost of a console, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so. $350. When you think about it, you can get a brand new, they didn't announce it, but there was a rumor saying that they were gonna release a new full-size tablet with the new version of Android on it. And that didn't happen at Google I.O., so I don't know what's happening with that. But apparently that was supposed to have the Tegra 4 in it. But, again, it's not there, so who knows.
True.
But in reality, it's like you're looking at $350 for this thing, and the most intriguing feature of it would require me to go out and buy a new video card.
Probably.
So
yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
Because you have to have that NVIDIA, GTX? I think it's a 650 or higher.
Most people, I think, have that nowadays anyway.
I don't know about
that.
You
think so?
Really?
I'm still running off of Radeon stuff, man. So
I wouldn't really use it. I've got a 540M in my laptop that plays pretty much every game, not at super graphics, but it'll play it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not going to stream it, apparently.
I can play pretty much everything
shield.
At high settings at least, so... I have no intention of buying a new video card, and to actually buy a video card that would work with the Project Shield and be as high quality as what I get right now would probably end up costing me an extra $200-$300 at this point. So
what's the
if you're willing to shell out for like a screen mirroring fucking handheld?
Yeah, okay.
You probably don't have a problem buying a new video card. But
he's got a point.
That may be true.
Why? So what is it about the card? Like, I'm trying to figure out. It seems like it's just a tax. Like, I don't understand how the card is going to make it stream more easily.
It's a way for
them
to sell more cards.
Yeah. There's nothing that the card itself does that makes it easier to stream at low latency to this little handheld of yours, correct?
I wouldn't think so.
I don't know
all the details, but I wouldn't think so. I would assume that you're using, unless there's a special chip inside the GTX series that would do this kind of thing, but I doubt it.
Maybe
I'm pretty sure that you would be doing.
Like, it's geared for like dual streaming or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
The thing is, I've got an Android app, Splashtop 2 is what it's called. And it's a remote desktop application, but what it does is actually streams video of whatever's on your laptop or have you. So I've actually played movies on my laptop and streamed it on this thing, and it plays it back at 30 frames per second.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to understand how that's any different from this freaking Shield thing.
Because
they're
encoding that video and buffering it.
It's really not far behind though. Like it's not. I see what you're saying. The latency though is the big deal because it needs to be like when I push up, you better fucking move forward. Like it needs to happen right now.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know. I guess there could be something in the chip that really sucks the latency out of it, but I don't know. I'm having a hard time.
How they actually communicate, if it's like Bluetooth or wireless or if it's,
I feel like they're, you know, it's just over Wi-Fi. I thought just
over
the
Wi-Fi.
Yeah. That's what I would think.
So really only do local Wi-Fi.
Yeah, yeah.
And
maybe.
And the thing is, it's like, what if Wi-Fi is in use? I mean, obviously, you have to. Maybe this is something kind of like Ad Hoc Party on PS3 where you have to be wired and then you use the wireless to communicate with the Shield.
I think it's just over a local network. Like, as long as it's on the same local network as you are,
that would
then
make
you're
sense.
Good.
Yeah,
so the PC's wired and then you Wi-Fi hook to the network and then hook into it. That one, it does a little negotiation handshake and you're good to go.
Yeah,
but I feel like they're just having a harder time selling Kepler-based chips than they expected and want to throw them out the door more. I could be wrong, though. I don't know. I don't know the background stuff to it, but we're talking about streaming video with
one,
input, so.
So
it's weird.
I don't have that kind of money. No.
Yeah.
No.
We'll see. If something good comes out in that Android market, Android Game Central or whatever they're calling it.
It won't.
That'll work with it. I doubt it, too. But if something does... Mm. It could be interesting.
True.
But
I do like the idea of playing PC games on the couch like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is kind of cool. That is kind of cool.
Turn your PC
into
a console.
Most interesting feature most interesting feature about it would make me go out and get a new video card. Last week, we talked about a little game called Anne.
Yes.
And I recently backed that game.
Attaboy.
And it reached its goal. It also reached its first stretch goal.
Did you push it over the edge?
I doubt it. It had already reached its goal by the time I had backed it. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, it reached its goal, and it reached its first stretch goal apparently. And I think the first stretch goal was that it was going to come out on Ouya, which is kind of cool. Yeah. So and if you drop, like, I backed it with $15, and you get the DRM free version, and you get one quote unquote console of your choice. So Steam. And then the first one was Ouya, and then it's got Vita and, like PSN/Vita and Wii U are later stretch goals. So, I don't think they're going to reach those stretch goals though. Yeah. But, yeah, so pretty cool. Cool. I'm excited about it.
What does DRM stand for? Sharing with Jason? Is that?
I thought it was. I thought it might
DRM
have been.
DRM free means sharing with Jason.
I think it might have been sharing with everybody in this hangout right now.
maybe we'll see.
I'm gonna buy that one. It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
What's the story with your Ouya, Chris?
It was shipped, so it's on its way.
So it's somewhere on a slow boat rotating around the world counterclockwise.
It's somewhere on a slow boat with a bunch of people rowing.
There's some guy
to eventually get here.
Some guy beating a drum.
That's right.
Ouya! 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 Ouya!
They're rowing to the beat.
We finally got ours in at work today, and there was a lot of people laughing.
Really? I think it's gonna be kind of disappointing.
I don't know. I see a lot of potential in that little device.
Did you get a minute to play with it?
I sat in the person's office that was playing it, and there were some really really shitty games. I'll be honest. There's not a lot.
Oh well, yeah.
I'm not expecting good games. I'm expecting a decent interface.
I know. I mean, they're looking at the specs. You know, they're looking at the lineup right now. Yeah, I know. It's stupid, right? It's
we knew what the specs were like a year ago. It's a Nexus 7 in a little box. That's what it is.
But you know what? You can do a lot of shit with any kind of hardware. You know, it just depends on how well you program for it.
And these guys got a sit down with Nvidia, and Nvidia said, all right, you want to suck the most life out of this Tegra chip, this is how you do it. So it's not like it's literally just a Nexus 7 in a box. They've got some tweaks in it to make it work a little better than you'd expect.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think the thing's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, I do too, and I guess I'll probably, hopefully, be able to talk about it next week on the show. Who knows?
Keep saying it. It might come true.
I know. I've said it how many times now? I actually wanted to get a new streaming device to stream like Ouya, the Tuesday, like for like a little reinvigoration of Industream, the Tuesday after I got it, but I would need to go out and get a new HDMI capture card.
Elgato.
I don't have that.
Do it.
Yeah, the Elgato.
Well, the Elgato is not the best like streaming option. It's a great capture option.
Not good for streaming.
But not the best for streaming. It is really rudimentary stuff. You cannot do, like, you can't use it in, like, XSplit or Wirecast or anything like that. It doesn't have a DVM driver. Correct.
Oh, that sucks.
But it does have, like, integrated streaming built into it, over Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
And it does some, like, weird fucking black magic shit where, you know, because it's coming in over USB 2.0, but it actually syncs up with your voice as well, which is coming in from a different source.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, it has some really weird rudimentary stuff. You can still stream.
Does it buffer,
but,
or what's it? Well,
it's a lot of the heavy lifting and processing is done on the dongle, the card itself, and then kind of just push. You know, once it's encoded, it's easy to push via 2.0.
So you get a 1080p stream, but it's like a downscaled 1080p.
Well, it's not even downscaled, really. I mean, it's still coming in. I mean, once
it's just compressed,
it's compressed.
That's what I mean to say. Sorry,
but it's heavily delayed. So anywhere from like 3 to 10 seconds behind, but. The card itself knows how long it takes to compress that stuff.
Okay.
So it will adjust your recording volume, accordingly.
And your voice.
It's crazy.
So, you say things, it's in time with how it's happening, even though it's 10 seconds behind in the actual
on your screen.
Wow, that's crazy.
but yeah, it also has really, really great, pass through as well. So it's like, you know, real time, you know, that you're playing on screen. It's just, you know, everything's kind of happening off to the side on the computer. Like it's still like 10 seconds behind or whatever. But yeah, if you're just playing on screen and you got a mic hooked up, you don't need like overlays or like picture in picture or anything. I think it works great for that. But most people, you know, want to use XSplit or Wirecast or whatever in order to get, you know, the fancy stuff. But
I had one of those H word boxes. I can't think of the name of.
Hop Hogs.
They're the Hop Hogs.
What about the HD version of what we had?
The Roxio.
What's it? The Game Capture Roxio Game Capture.
That thing crashes so much on me. Yeah, I tried to like it a lot. You know, because that was one of the
HD version.
Yeah, that was one of the first like HDMI that had pass through. That was like at a consumer level, and
the original non-HDMI wasn't terrible. I mean, the pass-through was awful, but it wasn't for the money. It wasn't bad. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it was. Yeah, it got the job done. It was not pretty, but it worked. You know, but this new one, I had so many problems with it, and that's on different computers, different devices. So I cannot recommend that one at all.
Okay, what about the Blackmagic 3.0 Shuttle? Still tweaks?
Dude, it's great. I mean, I got it right here.
Yeah. Does it still tweak out on you? I remember we tried to plug it into mine, and I've since upgraded my 3.0 drivers, so it works great. You know, I'm sure it would work great now, but my PC wouldn't even recognize it. So, and there was some talk around on some forums about how certain 3.0 chipsets were just not ready for it or something along those lines.
Yeah, it's super finicky as to what it will work with. I don't know. My laptop, it runs fine, but my desktop, I mean, it won't even register. I've used it a few times at work, and it's just not stable at all. But otherwise, Blackmagic cards, like internal ones, are great.
So Blackmagic's a good brand to look towards, but do your research before you buy.
You have to have the right kind of motherboard, you know, and that's where people are having a lot of problems. Is, you know, they'll get something that's incompatible with that particular motherboard, and it'll start freaking out on them, and they're like, "Oh, Blackmagic sucks." But if you get the right motherboard, dude, but I swear by these guys, they do awesome stuff when the hardware is compatible.
Right.
I love Blackmagic. I really do. I could talk about this for a few hours if
if we really needed filler for the show. But we don't.
I want one of those shuttle. Okay, I might get you to like mail me that thing just so I can plug it in and see if it works.
Just to
now.
See if it works.
Because I upgraded. I had the Fresco Logic 3.0 drivers, and I upgraded, and I had other 3.0 devices that did not work that now work flawlessly. So I feel like that thing will now work if I were to plug it in, but I don't want to buy it.
Yeah, fingers in case like it doesn't work, isn't it? Yeah.
So be like, Jason, I'll pay for the shipping. Ship me your Blackmagic box. Let me plug it in. See the device show up, and I'll ship it right back to you.
Yeah,
get a really long USB extension and throw it.
Still not a really good like external capture device that's great for streaming. I mean, there's lots of devices that are great for just capture. Itself, but streaming is still an issue. There's stuff that kind of works, you know, like we talked about the Roxia before, but really you're going to want like something that's an internal device.
Yeah.
It sucks. Right. The way the world's kind of moving towards laptops. Let's make this work.
Yeah. We're getting there.
Cool. Well, I have one more news item and then we can move on.
Let's do it.
So we all kind of like the Tails games. Maybe not Glenn. I don't know how you feel about the Tails games, but Jason, we've played Tails games, right? Yeah, we're kind of fans. One of my favorite ones was Tales of Symphonia for the GameCube. And that one's getting re-released on PS3.
That's cool.
Which is kind of cool. So I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do to it, but they're calling it the perfect edition. So there may or may not be some visual tweaks. I know there's a lot of sprites in that game too, so I'm not sure how that's going to work, but. Yeah, that's something to look forward to.
Totally.
So that's pretty cool.
Also look forward to Tales of Xillia coming out pretty soon, too.
That's right.
Which is awesome.
Very cool. All right, let's talk about new releases really fast. And there's really not a whole lot to talk about. But so PS3 and 360 have pretty much the same lineup. Resident Evil Revelations, Fast and the Furious Showdown, Call of Juarez Gunslinger, and Worms Collection.
What about Fuse? I thought Fuse was coming out, too.
Awesome. You know, I thought Fuse was coming out this week, too, but I think it hit last week, and we didn't talk about it. I mean, we talked about it, but... Okay, so I don't see
Fuse
it last week.
Fuse is not out yet, I don't think.
It's not this week. Fuse is next week, May 28th.
Okay.
So, there you go. Wii U is getting, let's see, Resident Evil Revelations, Lego Batman, Fast and the Furious, and Sniper Elite Version 2. And the 3DS is getting Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D, and Fast and the Furious Showdown. Repeat, I am sorry if you did send us a voicemail. I don't have any of my stuff hooked up. I don't have my mixer, so I can't play voicemails. So we should be back to normal next week. just so you know.
I can't wait.
So, pick of the week.
Resident Evil, if you haven't picked that up, that was a great 3DS game, for reals. It was pretty awesome. Or if you haven't picked up Metro 20 or Last Light yet, it's pretty awesome as
well.
It's
supposed to be really good. And if you're on PS Plus, man, you get like $12 off.
Oh, yeah. It's like $47, $48.
Yeah, it's like 47. I think it's 48, $47.99 yep. if you're on PS Plus. That's pretty awesome. Yep. That's pretty awesome.
I not only have I not picked that up yet, I haven't played 2033 yet.
Yeah, I haven't.
I don't think you really have to. I mean, from what I understand, it's a great game in and of itself. But if you just want to jump into Last Light, yeah, it should be fine. It gives you a little recap in the beginning anyway. So,
right. Well, I've got it. I own it. It's on my Steam library. Oh. I've just not even booted it up yet. You know, it's when the Steam sale rolls through, you just buy a million and a half games, and then you play like three of them.
Cool. Well, there's not, that's pretty much all I had that we were going to do, just because we're not hooked up for all very much right now. So,
let me add this real quick, actually. So we were talking about Microsoft points, before. So what I did is I pulled up the Microsoft site, Xbox Live, and, pulled up my account, and I'm going to share that with you guys right now.
So
there's me. I got one message and stuff. There's my little at.
Yep.
And then I have
your little Lego head.
I have two. Space bucks points. What?
Two space bucks.
What do I do with two space bucks
points? You buy more space bucks.
You can.
Dear Nintendo and Microsoft, Sony is doing it right. Just fucking copy.
Yeah. Come on. What the hell? You know, because they're following what, you know, what's that other thing? Oh, every other business. That's what they're doing. They're doing that thing that everybody does where they charge you money and you pay them money and you get a product. They don't charge you money for space bucks, and then you could then turn in the space bucks for. Oh, I guess arcades do that, don't they?
How many Walmart points do I get with this $20 bill here?
Could you fucking imagine? Oh, that's 1,600 Walmart points. Well, what's that cost? $20. What? How's that make sense? It just does. Well, what am I supposed to do with these 400 Walmart points that I have left? Would you like to buy a Walmart avatar? You could.
Two space bucks.
You got me curious. I don't know what I have on my account at all.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I have either.
It's currently loading. I have 0 points. Somehow.
I do have a couple of Innis questions that we can do.
Ooh, I like Innis questions.
Just for the hell of it. So Jeff Swanson asks, Bistix.
Hell yeah.
Asks, did you have a TV in your room growing up?
Yeah, we were poor.
At what point is growing up?
We didn't have a TV.
Yeah.
When you were in elementary school,
no,
did you have a TV in your
room? Not in elementary school. I think I got it in junior high, and it was a black and white with rabbit ears. No joke.
I was glad we had an outhouse. We actually had a bucket upstairs that we used to piss and shit into. And I was really pissed off because we kept using my Disco Duck album as the cover to this shit bucket. And it destroyed my Disco Duck album. And I'm still a little fucking bitter about that, actually. No, we didn't have a fucking TV in my room. Jesus Christ. Come on.
I
did.
Mine was tiny.
But I had the old black and white with rabbit ears.
Yeah.
That's what I ended up
having. What size was yours?
Oh, I don't know. Like, it was 20-something, maybe.
Really? God, you must have been one of the rich kids. I had, like, a 14-inch.
No, it was... Dude, it was seriously, like, it was an old, like, a really old black and white that had legs. Like, the TV itself was...
Oh,
it had legs.
That's awesome.
And
it
was,
the dials,
like, one of those
right?
old
It would go clunk, 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 clunk.
Yeah, it was dials.
I had one of those, too. It was really cool, actually. I liked it.
Yeah.
So we got broadcast channels on it. That was it. And if you want anything else, you had to go out and buy a cable box to hook to the thing because you only had 13 channels otherwise.
Cable boxes.
Yeah, and then I went out. Then when we moved to Georgia, I went out and I bought my own TV for I remember paying $90 for it. And when you're like 13 years old, $90 is a lot of money.
Is that the first thing you bought?
I paid $90 for my little 13-inch TV.
Is that the first thing you ever spent your own money on?
No, I don't think
so. The first thing I ever spent my own money on was a Pioneer 100-watt stereo receiver.
Wow.
100-watt by 5-channel. And that's the first thing I ever bought with my own money. And then the second thing were speakers.
Just like
that came later.
Awesome.
It was one of the cool ones where you like you had the remote control. When you turn the volume up and down, the knob actually turned. It was on a motor.
That is cool.
It was. I still have it today. It still works, and I will never get rid of it. I will own it forever. It's really neat.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have a whole lot of access to Indus questions, but I was able to at least get that one.
Sweet. The Indus question.
And the only, it's like the next one that's on the list is from February 21st, and then there's like January and November.
That's how that goes. So if you go backwards in a month, January comes next after February if you're going backwards.
Yeah, but this is a really, really old question. That's kind of the point. But, cool. Well, let's go over the question of the week one more time.
Okay.
For next week. We talked about this a little bit last week, and it was another suggestion from Namashin. And what we were looking for basically is, what is something new and what is something you have phased out this generation? So it could be like a genre, a game that you've done, that you've played, that maybe you just started playing that genre this generation. Or maybe there's like, whatever it is that's gaming related that you have changed, whether it be removed or added to your repertoire, this generation. So, to answer that question of the week, you can send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337. You can get us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast, and you can get us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and 9 kilobytes.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
And then Indus Geoff, who's not here because he's a pussy.
Playing Injustice right now, probably. Oh, guys, I'm so sick. I can't podcast.
Want to play Injustice?
Fuck this game. Okay. You can check us out on Facebook, Steam, and Google Plus as well. Just search for Interactive Distractions and you'll find us. And come to Retroids and come hang out in the community. It'd be good. Sign up and talk about games.
Yeah, there's people there.
That's all we do. So that is all I have. And this has been a short show. And once again, we apologize. This is something new that we're trying. So,
but it's still next week, we'll be back to normal. Bring you a better show in the long haul.
That's right. And we're actually experimenting with always on live shows.
Ooh.
So possibly doing every show live. That is a possibility.
Settle the fuck down, please.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's what's going to happen.
I've got a great idea. Let's announce it live on this show that we're going to do every show live from now on.
Hey, we could always go back and delete this in post, right? Oh, wait.
Hey, welcome to live shows. Anyway. Yay.
But that's all I have. So, unless you guys have anything else.
I'm good, guys.
I think I'm all set. Oh, Hemlock Grove. Don't watch that shit. It's terrible.
Yo. What? Don't watch what? Wait. How far did you get in the show? Seriously.
I finished it. I finished the show.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible. Ooh, don't waste your time.
It was rough that first, like, 3 or 4 episodes. I'm like, this is the worst fucking acting, the worst fucking writing, pacing. But there are some interesting plot lines.
So backwards.
What show is this?
Hemlock Grove on Netflix.
Yeah, it's a Netflix, Netflix like original exclusive.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the one with Kevin Spacey?
No. That's House of Cards, which is awesome. It's amazing.
Okay.
But Hemlock Grove, yeah, Famke Janssen. Oh, you know what really bugged me about fucking Hemlock Grove?
What?
Is the Roman. The main fucking, like...
Yeah?
I don't even know.
The kid? The whiny bastard kid?
Antagonist? No, with the fucking thick Swedish accent, but he's like an American kid.
He's trying to get rid of it. It's not kind of, it's almost gone, but not quite.
That bugged the shit out of me. But,
ja.
But no, for real, there's some interesting plot lines.
The first 3 episodes I liked, and after that, the pacing was so all over the damn place. There was murders at the beginning, and then suddenly we don't care about the murders. We're going to talk about this high school drama bullshit of who loves who, who's fucking who, and blah, 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 for like 8 episodes, and 8 episodes later, like, oh shit, that's right, somebody's killing girls, let's see who's doing that, and we'll go back to it again. What the fuck is happening?
There definitely were a couple episodes when I'm like, that is so fucking stupid.
Like a whole episode though.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah, there's like no payoff, and there's a what's in the box moment.
There is.
It's just fucking like that, what's in the box, but they show you what's in the box, and then when they show it to you, you go, okay, what's in the box?
That's really nondescript. Okay. Did you watch Twin Peaks at all, though?
No, I did not.
There's a very serious Twin Peaks vibe, and it took me a little while to get acclimated to that show as well. But I think once I get in the Twin Peaks mode, I appreciated that show a lot more. Like, you have to just, like, suspend disbelief and just, like, kind of roll with it and just go with the general themes, I guess. I don't know. At the end, I ended up kind of liking it. And all I'm glad I watched it, but there was some really troubling spots.
I wish I could get those 13 episodes back of my life.
I can't say I blame you.
I was supreme disappointment at the end. Like the last episode, there were about four or five things that last episode that I feel like could have been their own episode that would have been better than about six episodes that they made me watch.
Yeah.
The backstory on what's her name, when they give you that, it's like 10 minutes of backstory. I'm like, that could have been a whole fucking show, and it would have been amazing.
Spoiler show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, I said backstory on the one girl.
I don't know. What it sounds like, I don't think anybody gives a shit. So
nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about.
I suddenly want to do a Hemlock Grove spoiler show. Let's do it right after. No.
let's do a hangout.
You have fun with that. You have fun with that.
We'll do a hangout. We'll do it live. It'll be awesome. You guys gotta watch it.
All right, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, I did it again. Sorry, it's happened for me. It's been 200 and something episodes. Please leave us a review. We would appreciate it. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
I'm Glenn.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.